is K2PCB. K2PCB, listening for any calls.
K2PCB, KC2PET.
There's a Ross on a 6:30 time slot. Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I'm moseying my way to work, just like you are. Looks kind of threatening up north.
She had to do some running around today, so she was up early. And she was watching the news and the weather before I walked out the door and commenting how we had some rain coming today. It's just water, but it definitely has that look to it, that's for sure.
Yes, it does. Just by chance, you don't happen to know when winter field day is. I'm trying to gonna reserve the substation again for what's this? Oh, it looks like they got signs on in front of the storage building in front of by 2 Rod Broadway. That's kind of cool. That's quite the place they got now.
What's new? Well, first of all, I think it's in January, but I don't know the date. And two, what's new at 2 Rod and Broadway?
So I just looked at that building there, and they got the lighted signs as to what their who they have in that part of the building. That's kind of cool. Never seen it. That's quite the building they got now.
Yeah, I was wondering what all those signs were all about. I don't know if they are kind of weird, like storefronts, or I don't know. I guess I'll have to take a little closer look as well. As you're going in early today.
Yeah, a little bit. I gotta leave about 10 minutes early. I gotta pick up Evelyn at camp, but I gotta leave right at 3:30. I figure maybe if I can cut out 5 minutes early. It's right down the street from work, so yeah, I just go in a little bit earlier. Not too much.
Camp or dance camp? I think it's soccer, right?
Oh, this is at the Vine. It's on Panora. It's right there, right down from work. Not soccer. It's like a scavenger hunt / arts and crafts / outdoors nature type of camp.
I was completely wrong. Okay, that's something new. That kind of reminds me of we never did, any summer camps when we were kids. I know Scott and Brian, growing up, two friends of mine, they always went to summer camp, and I sometimes feel like, I was left behind, and I'd have to wait a couple weeks for them to come back. But we had done that, it was like a vacation Bible school, and it wasn't you left. You went there every day, but every day for a stretch of time there was some activity, and that was kind of fun in the summer, getting together with kids our age and doing outdoor activities at church, and that was a lot of fun, and so I'm sure she's doing the same.
Yeah, my parents never did either. I don't know what the deal is with that. Maybe my parents just never looked into it. But yeah, no, I never went to that camp. I think the only one I did go to was the one for middle school might have been. We had one that the whole school went to. I think most of it went. That was the only one that I remember going to.
I did one in the baby grades. It was actually, I think, fifth grade. And they had the fifth grade from Alden and the fifth grade from Town Line together. So that was interesting. And we went out to Camp Pioneer. And actually, I think that's the camp that PCB was just doing a... donate their time to support the community effort out there to help get the cabins ready. So I guess this was a little while back, but getting the cabins ready for the summer season. But yeah, I remember Terry Goralzak being like And it's really like the highlight of that that stay there. She was like the balance beam, what do they call it? Like king of the mountain, but king of the balance beam. You know, you go head to head until the last person standing. And I don't know if she absolutely won it or she just did really good and I was impressed. But it's funny that I remember that. I'm sure I've told you that story before.
Yeah, I think that's the camp I even went to. I think it was called Camp Pioneer. So, yeah. Quick to reminisce there. I think I'll turn over to Brad, probably in there. He probably has something to say hello. I'll turn the mic over to Brad.
Good morning, Ross. Pleasant surprise to hear you on so early.
Yeah, I got to leave work a few minutes early today, so I got to go in a few minutes early. I picked my daughter up from camp, which is right down the street from work.
Oh, is that the Rheinstein Nature Preserve again?
No, that one's done. This is the one at the Vine, it's at a church. It's right on, right there by the pew, the police department, I think it is right there. Not too far away.
Oh, yeah, in Panora. Yeah, you could walk there from work.
Yeah, I could, but I got to be there right at 3:30 to pick her up, so that's why I got to leave like 5 minutes early. And looks like we're going to get the wet here, Travis, in a few minutes. Like the rain's starting.
Got some light drops on the window, but looking north, it looks pretty dark. So we might be clear of it for the most part as we walk in, but something sure is coming. Hey, something wicked this way comes, goes through my head.
Oh yeah, definitely, it's wicked. It looks wicked. Quick question for you. I'm deciding whether I'm putting up a permanent TV antenna. I mean, I've had one up before, but the frequency being TV around 600 megahertz now, do you think the standard coax is good enough, or am I going to have to go something like LMR400 to make up for the frequency loss? I know it can kind of handle 400 megahertz, no problem. It seems like 600 is going to be a stretch for cabling. I'm trying to decide if I should put the antenna up on my tower and with that long, 70-foot run, or do I put it up on the house and do only like a 50-foot run, maybe even less. Maybe it might be 30.
I think you have to go through the exercise that Brad just went through and calculate the amount of loss that you'll have for that length, for that type of cable, and decide if that's acceptable or not. And are you looking into picking up distant stations? If you're really hoping to get those fringe stations, and then you don't want to lose anything, it definitely makes sense to either keep that coax short or use a better coax. Another thought is a tuner that you can mount remotely. There are various brands. We actually own a Air TV tuner, so I can have that where the antenna is, and then that hooks up to my network, and I can stream from there to watch local channels. And then you could significantly reduce that cable length.
Yeah, that's my thought as well. I was thinking about that. The only, like I said, the only thing tripping me up, which I know 400 is kind of bad there, but I couldn't imagine 600 megahertz. I mean, that's way up there. That's you're approaching microwave bands, and I just know how hard it is for satellite just to run 50 foot of coax. I know that's tough for that to even do that, and that's up in a gigahertz. I'm thinking just because of the nature of the frequency, it's going to be a lot more loss to coax. So that's why I was kind of maybe shooting towards a shorter length and putting it up on a house.
You know, to keep the cost down, the other idea is to put an inline amplifier. That's definitely an option as well. And I think that's how they end up doing it with like rooftop PV antennas to keep the cost down on more expensive coax is, again, to put a an inline amp on that line.
I did do that as well. That brought up a different issue. That raised interference problems. That went from a actually watchable signal to a pixelated signal with the amplifier in line. And it's not all the time. It comes and goes. I did get a better signal, which that's why I believe it was noise, because the, like I said, the signal strength on the TV went up, and so I was getting a better signal, but it I think it raised noise floor up as well, and it was causing pixelation on the picture.
That's where it makes sense to go up that tower or at least some higher elevation. I know we live in a black hole for TV. We have trouble with channel 4, and that's one of our worst channels, believe it or not. Good luck on making that work. That would be awesome. But yeah, I like the remote tuner idea, because then it's purely digital through the network, and then you just have a short antenna length and that, or a coax length to your antenna. That'd be nice. All right. Any thoughts, Brad? Do you have a external antenna for local channels?
I do not have an external antenna. I started to build one a couple of years ago, and it's never been finished. But I'd like to. I don't. I'm not. I don't have much thoughts on that.
Yeah, we definitely rely on streaming services. I know Lynn gets pretty strung out when the local channels don't come in well. And my thought is, why are we? Again, getting strung out when we can't see the local channels, which are the free channels, yet we're paying for streaming services. But at the same time, if we could pick up local channel streaming for a very, very reasonable price to get rid of the headaches of trying to get the stations in with the antenna we have, I could see just continuing using the antenna and switching over. If it was, it would have to be like sub $5 to stream those. It'd be nice if it was an add-on to our Sling package or something. That would be ideal.
Yeah, we do the same thing, Travis. We do stream like 90% of the time. It's just there's every once in a while we like to get the news, you know, just the local stuff. I mean, you can stream that as well, but there is times where I think when the internet does go down, it's kind of nice to have that little backup just to see if anything were to happen. You know, I'm not looking for, you know, watching at night 100% of the time, but I was looking at a remote receiver. I actually do have a network flying. I ran out to the shed, so that is another option for me.
I see this black cloud rolling in, so I think I'm going to make a run for it before it lets loose. It's about that time anyway. This is K2PCB. I'll say good morning, and I'll let you guys continue on for the rest of your ride in. And I'll talk to you later. This is K2PCB. I am clear.
Yep, stay dry there, Travis. How are you doing, Brad?
I'm doing good, Rod. How about you on this Wednesday morning?
Well, I'm in the same boat as Travis. Looks like I'm going to get wet. It's I don't know if you look outside. It looks actually pretty threatening. It's actually getting more towards looking like nighttime actually out here. It's getting pretty dark.
No, I'm down in the basement. That's where my shack is. So I don't get a chance to really, and I have glass block windows, so I really can't, and there's plants in front of the windows, so I really don't get a chance to see. I did, when I heard you and Travis talking about the weather, I did check. Looks like we could get up to a quarter of an inch of rain here soon.
Well, we definitely need it, so I mean, bring on the rain. It's still, it's better than what was the ground, but it still could use some more moisture. I still think it's kind of on the dry side.
Definitely on the dry side. I've noticed that in our lawn. It's really hard, and I'm seeing in some areas where it's cracked. I got to see what I can do about that. I need to redo part of the front lawn because I had my sewer line dug up and had the outside trap fixed.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, I got septic, so I don't have to worry about that kind of stuff. It takes care of itself pretty much, except for pump it out for 3 years. That's all it needs. Hopefully it stays working that way.
Yeah, my mom and dad had septic, and my daughter does. It was just something that had come up. We'd had a little bit of a backup. Fortunately, it was the only little one. They snaked it, and then they put the camera down, and they noticed that the trout side trap had collapsed, or at least had the tube that goes from surface to the trap had collapsed. So in order to be able to get to it, they needed to fix it. So I fixed it on my schedule, not its schedule. So it worked out.
Yeah, I know it's kind of a little tough for you guys, especially around here, to put a septic in, but if I had to move, if I had a different house and didn't have it, I would put it in. It's nice to have that. One, you don't have a sewer bill every month, unless it's included. That might be included in your water. I don't know. I haven't had any issues with it. As long as you know how to maintain them, which is obviously... Don't put a lot of solids down it or, you know, a lot of grease or oil and stuff. It will last you for quite some time.
Exactly. You just got to do the right things. With a septic system, same thing even in the house. Be careful what you put down the drain. You know, you don't want to put a lot of grease and oils down the drain that could clog it up. Hair, obviously, that, and, you know, other things get clogged up, makes a difference. So fortunately, ours are in pretty good shape from what they told me.
So I was up on my tower the other day, so everything looks good on it. I was leaning a little paint. I didn't notice the coax on it starting to, actually shielding. I'm sure it's from the sun. But it's really starting to peel and crack. I think I might have to replace that. So I do have a backup antenna on the tower. It's just not as high. I'm afraid when I'm going to switch to that, you might have a little less clear signal to my node. I have to, I guess, deal with it when that time of day shows, or that time shows up. I go to replace that coax.
Yeah, the ham hobby is ever-changing. New equipment, new antennas, old antennas. Yeah, from what I'm finding out, that's just part of it. And it's just, I guess, part of the fun, too, in a way.
Yeah, so with this antenna, my backup antenna is only about halfway up the tower. And I guess I could move it to the top, but still it doesn't give the extra. So my top of the tower, my antennas are probably another almost 20 feet up. From the tower, I got an extension pole on it, and then that has a higher gain antenna. So I'm thinking the antenna I have up there for the backup is only a quarter wave. It's not a 5/8 wave, so I'm going to get less gain out of it, and being less elevation, it may not get out as far.
Yeah, from what I'm learning, Ross, all those statements that you said are true. I've been reading... It seems like every time I'm reading something, there's more and more information about antennas and more stuff that starts to make sense, if that makes sense.
Oh, yeah, that makes perfect sense. And the more you do it, the more you learn about it, too. If you see improvement or decrease in performance, you learn, oh, maybe that was a good thing I did, or that's not a good thing I did. I'm even to the point, if I'm going to go through and... push the coax, I might redo the it has been up there for a while. It's probably going on in almost 20 years. Don't know how much more of a life that one's got. So almost tempted to go buy just a new antenna and do myself a favor and fix everything up the right way so I don't have to go up there for hopefully another 20 years to fix it. By then, I probably will be retired, hopefully, by then.
At 20 years life expectancy out of antenna, I would say that's pretty good. I would, and I think from what you said about the coax, I think that's your, well, not yours, but that's the weak link in most things where the coax starts to degrade.
And just listening to the fire side of things like Twin Districts got an accident on North Street, so you may be hearing some sirens out your way.
Yeah, we hear sirens pretty frequently. Because the Twin Districts is just down on William Street.
Yep, they're the ones that just got the call, so you're probably hearing them.
Yeah, if I was upstairs, I'd probably hear them. I'm on the back side of the house in a room that's really pretty quiet. It does make a great place to take a nap during the day.
Well, Fran, I hate to cut you short, but I think I'm going to make a run for it. I think the rain's going to start picking up. So KD2GQ, KC2PET, 673s, I will talk to you on Friday.
Great day, and stay dry, and we will talk to you on Friday, and we are clear of this channel.